Would you ever call it a drouth or a drought? Yeah. What?
A drought.
All right. If the wind had been very gentle and it was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it's doing what?
It's getting harder.
All right. Okay, and suppose it's the opposite. It has been very strong and then it's gradually getting weak.
It's getting slower.
Okay. How about a morning in the fall, you might go outdoors and it's not really cold, but you need a sweater. You'd
cool.
say, pardon?
Cool.
Would you ever say anything else? Like, would you ever say airish or fresh?
Yeah,
or
airish.
Airish? Would you say chilly, maybe?
Well, that's what I say, chilly.
Okay.
I'm chilly.
Suppose it's cold, just cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers that you've had a what?
Light frost.
All right. Suppose it's harder than a light frost. Would there be another term for it?
It'd be a harder freeze.
A freeze is harder than a frost? Suppose, I don't know if it ever gets this cold
if
here, but...
If it kills them, it's a hard freeze.
Okay. Suppose you went outside and there were ice all over the lake, you would say the lake did what?
Froze over.
Would you have a name for it if there were just a little bit of ice around the edges?
Well, I already got to say it's just ice or something.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Light ice.
And you said, might say, if it gets much colder tonight, the lake might...
Freeze over.
And it had already...
Froze.
Mm-hmm. Seems silly to talk about that in the middle of the summer, doesn't it? Would you draw for me a little sketch of the house where you grew up, if you can? I just want to know what the rooms were like, just kind of a floor plan.
They was just an old wood house.
Okay, was it square?
Yeah, just scribble up. I think there's four rooms in it.
You want to do it? Or shall I do it?
I can't draw.
Okay, I can't draw either, so you tell me about it. It was a square house. What was it made of?
Made out of wood.
Okay. Were the four rooms just like that?
About four.
Were they just two on each side?
And a kitchen, down in the room.
Was there a hall in the middle? Did the hall go all the way through the house?
Yeah. You know, a long time ago, it used to go way out the hall to the kitchen.
The hall, is it the kind of place where you could just look in the front door and see all the way through to the back, all the way through
yeah.
the hall? Do you call that kind of house anything?
Well,
is it like that?
I don't know what you call it. You just call it an old house.
Is that right, with
yeah.
a hall down the middle? And then two rooms on each side like that?
I believe there's four rooms to it.
Okay.
Dining, kitchens.
Now, which room was which?
Well, my grandmother had
Which was the kitchen?
The kitchen was back in the back of the house.
Do you remember which side it was on?
It's on the left, I think. It was the best
okay.
I remember now.
Okay, and what about the room in front of the kitchen? What was that?
That was the living room.
Do you ever call the living room anything else?
Sit room.
All right, is that the same thing?
That's right.
What did you actually call it?
Well, we called it sit room.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear another name for maybe in a big house they might have one room that was just for company?
Parlor.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the other two rooms were bedrooms, you said? Okay.
We had an outside restroom.
What did you call that?
A toilet.
Okay, did you have any other, maybe a joking name for it?
Outhouse.
All right, did you ever call it a privy? Some people do
yeah.
that. What?
Privy.
Uh-huh, okay. And do you remember how high the ceilings were in the house?
Well, it was just a little bit higher than these.
About how high is that?
I don't know. Exactly. I would say about... My granddaddy was real tall.
So how high would you think maybe the ceiling was? Well, just guess. It doesn't have to be right.
Well, how high would you say that is?
I don't know. How high would you say it is?
About 10 feet.
Okay. Let's see. How was the house heated?
Wood. Fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And in a fireplace, the smoke goes up through the what?
Chimney.
All right. And what do you call that open place in front of the fireplace where you might cook things?